Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
You know what? I walk away from this loss that's better than other losses. Do you remember the Super Bowl last year? Do you remember that game?
Stop it.
No, but do you remember it?
Of course.
Did you watch that game?
I watched it 8 times.
All right. Remember what everyone said then and still says today?
Kyle Shanahan.
Not just that, but they should have won. Not yesterday. That's not a should have won. You got beat. You got beat here. You got beat there. You got beat everywhere.
Dr. Seuss.
Offense, defense, special teams, coaching. Did I miss anything?
You missed one thing.
What's that?
One man.
One man.
One man gave you probably, I don't know, 14 points to the good. Fred Warner.
Fred.
Peanut punch at the 2. That saved you 7. Pick at the 15 or 18 yard line. That saved you at least 3, maybe 7 more.
Maybe.
And I think that this is where you're going with this. If Fred Warner maybe had a tummy ache or a sprained toe or, God forbid, COVID from 4 years back, you lose that game 34-10.
Correct.
So,
correct.
Yes, I'm kind of with you.
You got outplayed.
You got outplayed.
You got outplayed.
He didn't get outplayed.
No.
There was two 49ers were dominant in that game. Jordan Mason and Fred Warner.
I'm going to give Debo a little hey, how you doing also.
Fair enough.
I'm going to give Debo a little hey,
Debo
how you
was
doing.
Great.
Yeah.
Debo,
yeah.
That's about Fred, it, and Jordan. So 3 of 22.
And Nick was good enough. He was good enough.
Thanks for pointing that out.
Yeah.
I thought he was better than good enough.
Yeah,
but
he was.
We can
was,
parse that out with Greg Cosell
like,
on Wednesday.
Right. I'm not going to bed last night being like, Nick. Not like, there's a bunch of stuff.
But
there's
if you wanted to rank the top 10 players on that field, those 4 that we just mentioned are probably in the top 10, but the other 6, and if you go to a top 15, the other 11 were all Vikings.
Yeah, and they're probably Vikings that you haven't even heard of. They're certainly not on your
Van
fantasy team.
Van Stinkin' Ginkle.
Yeah, Van Stinkle. Dude. And look, all the people.
Ty Chandler.
He was good. All the big fat guys. All the fat guys.
Wow.
I'm not trying to body shame them, but they were good.
I like it.
Everybody who...
I like an edgy Willard.
Everyone north of 250 pounds was better on the Vikings than they were on the Niners. You got outplayed. And you know what? That's not the end of the world. Like, that happens. But I got two... If you really want to zero in on 2 things to me, and they're related, so make them 1 and 1A... 888-957-9570. We're going to go to the phones here real quick today, okay? So line them up. Why, in your mind, did the Niners lose? 888-957-9570. We'll take your calls right now. Play the thing, Grandy. Play the horn.
Don't do it.
No, play the horn.
Skull.
That's why you lost.
Because Skull?
Yeah.
Because that damn horn?
They play that on 3rd down. You sucked on 3rd down. You absolutely stunk on 3rd down. Now, here is my attached reason. Christian McCaffrey not playing is a problem. You're still good. You're not as special. You're not as special. And by the way, that's okay too. We play this game in sports radio in the Bay Area because the football team is really good. We've been doing this for 1.5 years. Well, if we had to lose one player, who would it be? And
totally.
How would you, like, we'd play this game. The bottom line is there's a bunch of guys on the field there that if you don't have them, the Niners are not quite as special. So Christian McCaffrey is one of those people. And if you are specifically struggling when it's 3rd and 2, 3rd and 3, and 3rd and 4, I happen to believe that McCaffrey, of how many did they not convert? 8? He converts 3 of those. His presence converts 3 of those because he's a matchup nightmare in situations like that. And does that change the game? Maybe. Maybe, maybe not. But that's what I was focused on. You got beat in the trenches. You, therefore, you were not good on 3rd down. And Christian McCaffrey's absence has a lot to do with that. And yesterday will serve as a reason for 49er fans to stop thinking that the Niners are just going to cruise through the entire schedule without Christian McCaffrey winning all the games.
Well, there's no cruising through for anybody in the NFL. And that's, I think, one way we have to all start to look at it, because as I mentioned in the crossover, if the over-under is 11.5 and you like the over, that means they're 12-5. That means five teams beat them. If you like the under, 11-6, that means six teams beat them. Whatever your number is, I don't think anybody is expecting 17-0. So you're going to lose games.
Yep.
But I think looking at yesterday, it's how you lost it. And you mentioned McCaffrey, and you're right. And McCaffrey in many ways is like Steph Curry in the gravity. If you have McCaffrey on third and short, well, now you have McCaffrey in the run, McCaffrey in the pass, and that frees up a lot of other guys to maybe get one-on-one coverage. And when you have Jordan Mason, he's a great runner. But Steiny was right when he said he's probably an 8 out of 10 as a runner and a 2 out of 10 as a receiver. So when you don't have that threat on the field and it's 3rd and 3, 3rd and 4, defensively, you don't have to worry about having to defend him in the pass game.
Yeah, I mean, I think he worked on it all offseason. He can do it. He was good in pass protection yesterday,
yep.
I thought.
Yep.
He was fine. But yes, those little matchups of put him out there on a linebacker on 3rd and 3 and there's not a damn thing the defense can do, that doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. It's going to be harder. Like, it doesn't mean they can't do it. That's my one sentence. It's going to be harder without Christian. And yes, I would predict at least week 7. At least week 7. Maybe week 10.
For McCaffrey?
Yes.
Oh, I'm thinking after the bye.
That's week 10.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I think that makes the most sense, because then you get him max rest. And, you know, you hope at that point after week 9, whatever, you'd have 8 games in the books. Maybe you're 5-3 and you figure, okay, let's make this push for the playoffs with a fresh McCaffrey. But in the meantime, you need another running back, because Garendo, I'm not giving up on the kid after one carry.
Yeah, give him more than one carry, can we? Can we give him more than one carry where, by the way, there was no hole?
Mark, it's not about me giving him more than one carry. Would they have given him more than one carry?
I don't know.
The one carry I saw, and I saw it the way that Kyle saw it, which was, my God.
Do you know that Kyle saw it that way?
He didn't put him in again.
He also didn't run the ball a ton in the second half, because
the kid got one snap.
I understand that, but the bottom line is the 49ers on Monday night were playing from ahead, and yesterday they were playing from behind.
Right.
And that changes play calling. And Jordan Mason was not gashing the Vikings in the second half. He was in the first. He was not in the second. They were clubbing that up because they were doing what teams are going to do to the Niners, especially without Christian. Hey, Brock, what you got? What you got, dude? And the bottom line is if he doesn't have time, it's not going to look perfect. That's true for every single quarterback in the league. Brock didn't have a great game yesterday. It wasn't as disastrous as people want to make it out to be, because people only want to look at Sam Darnold outplayed Brock Purdy. They're not playing each other. But you can only outplay someone if you're playing on the exact same playing field. Sam Darnold had way more time. Sam was good. Brock was not. But, like, yeah, that's what defenses are going to do. And I love what Brock said to Brian Flores. Give Brian Flores credit. For those of you who don't know what he said, he went over to him. He was heard over microphones after the game and went, dude, your scheme was crazy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In other words, like, good job. Good job. That was hard. That was hard. And you got us. And they did.
Yeah, they did. And the O-line gave up six sacks, and Brock Purdy had two pretty bad turnovers, a pick inside his own negative red zone, and a fumble that was, you know, the kind of play that you cannot make.
Well, that one was just weird. Did your eyes dart the way mine did? I was like, where'd the ball go?
Right.
Like, I mean?
It was
my eyes.
I thought it was a tip pass.
Totally.
And then you watch the replay, totally. And it was like, ooh, that was a straight up, like,
it
whoops.
Wasn't even a pass. It was a fumble.
No, it's a total squirt out of the hand, and then...
squirt.
That's right. Dan Dibley here, squirt. Yep. But, you know, either way, and I just was running the numbers, and Jordan Mason, I think, had 18 yards after halftime, and a lot of it's because they abandoned it, but also... the Viking scheme and the Niner O-line, and I look forward to Grandy's grades tomorrow to see exactly where he will grade everyone, because something about Grandy in a loss, he gets a chance to drop the hammer on people.
Which he likes, by the way.
He does, secretly.
No, look, I know you don't like
the Iron Fist of Grandy.
You don't like that the Niners lost,
correct.
But there's like a little twinkle in your eye that you can't see because you're you. But that we like you're ready. You're champing at the bit.
We'll find out tomorrow. But when it comes to grades, it's like an A+ is extremely rare. An F should also be extremely rare.
That's fair. That F is for fair. That's fine. Yeah. I'm no issue with that.
F is for a lot of things.
I would guess, since Fred Warner is not a position group. You know, maybe you'll do the linebackers, or do we do the front seven?
Front seven.
Front seven. Okay.
And like, I actually sent him a tweet. I said, can we grade him separately, please? Can we have a separate Fred Warner category for the week?
I would guess that would be the only good grade if you could.
Correct.
Like, no one's going to get a good grade.
Yeah, I had people on the postgame show last night say, Warner, Bosa, Kittle get A's. Everyone else gets F's.
Mason and Debo do not get us. But I hear you. No position group's going to get a good grade.
Yeah.
Quarterback, no. You know, coaching, no. Front seven, no. Secondary, good God.
Man.
Special teams, holy hell.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nobody.
And yet you lost by six.
And you lost by six.
I do want to, like, make sure that you and I, and whatever, you're always positive anyway, but for me...
I thought yesterday was great!
Even you won't go there, but...
Nice suck, dude.
As I look at it, all the things that I'm thinking about, and I just watched it again today on my, you know, I got here to work early, and I watched it during the morning, and the more I watched it... the more you realize they should have lost by 20.
Probably.
They probably should have lost by 20 points.
Well,
But you lost only by six,
yeah,
so there were some positives.
At the one.
Yeah.
They fumbled at the one. You know, you didn't go in on fourth and two. Like, it comes down to a few plays.
Yep.
Could have made it a 20-point loss. Hell, they could have won.
Yep.
They get off the field on that long third and eight. They could have won.